become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
Welcome back, my friend, to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Rabbi Noel with you for another hour. Last hour for the week. Why I like Fridays. Been an amazing week, all told. Had moments of insanity, needless to say. It was fun. Some of you people out there take life far too seriously. You've got to learn to chill out a little. Take a deep breath. It's Friday. Weekend. Got time to relax. Reflect on stuff. Some of the topics and discussions we had this week were hot and heavy. Not all of us are right all of the time. Even yours truly will stand corrected from time to time. I don't know every subject, but I seem to have an opinion on every subject. And hopefully during the course of the week we've entertained, made you laugh. Fortunately, haven't made you cry. Well, we didn't get into that too much. But nevertheless, it's been a fun week. And guess what? We get to do it all over again next week as well. And we've got a good lineup of guests for next week. Monday, as usual, on the AM show, we got a good friend, Al Martin, from Al Martin Raw. And Monday afternoon, in this time slot for the 2 hours, Dr. Bill Bigley will be with us, now resident of Canada, formerly worked for government stuff in Colorado. But I'm more excited about the next segment because I introduce a fellow traveler, Janie Allen, for a return visit to Republic Broadcasting Network after these messages.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. Returning for a second visit on Republic Broadcasting Network, and a first for our good friends on WWCR. Probably missed the first show, considering we weren't on WWCR at the time, but it's my great pleasure to welcome, as I say, the fellow traveler, Janie Allen. Did I pronounce that wrong?
No, Robbie. I'll accept anything these days.
Well, how am I supposed to say it?
Janie. Which brings me very neatly to the first question. Robbie,
yes?
Your surname is like a slang expression that I recall from Zimbabwe and South Africa, which was Noel Fine.
Noel Fine.
Didn't people tease you about that?
No, they used to call me Langhut.
Okay.
But nobody understands a single thing I just said at that point in time. It's an Afrikaans slang word for long thing.
Long shanks.
Yeah,
long. Edward Longshanks.
Because I'm 6'2", so they referred to me as Langhut.
And I'm close to 6'2", and I was very relieved to hear you the other day saying that you're carrying on the good fight on behalf of the tobacco corporations.
Well, sure. Of course.
Because I think that the nanny state is far too nosy when it shouldn't be and overlooks things that it shouldn't be overlooking.
Well, now if you smoke, now there's a company in Massachusetts that even if you smoke at home, it's a cause for firing your butt.
Do you know in South Africa, I think the situation is so bad that you get fined some ridiculous thing like R1,000 for smoking in public. You can murder somebody or rape them, but just don't smoke in public.
Oh, yeah. God forbid you fire up an old tabacky.
And if you are employing somebody, your house is automatically classified as a public building. So you're not allowed to smoke at home.
Yeah,
and I think just on principle, everybody should carry guns and smoke like hell.
So listen, I don't know if you caught the last hour, because I have to ask you this.
Yes.
Because here you are, well-educated.
Robbie, I have more degrees than a thermometer.
And yet you are right now attempting to get a legal status in the U.S.
Exactly. And I have gone knocking on all the doors for 3.5 years. I have been fingerprinted. I have been psychologically tested. I have been blood tested. I've had recommendations, letters. I've given them the full Monty, everything. After 9/11, they said the excuse was, well, since 9/11, everything's backed up. But what I find extremely curious is that the place that I live in has suddenly got its own little tsunami of, shall I say, Hispanics, or people who write with, you know, those question marks upside down at the beginning of sentences.
Yes.
And yet I cannot, I wonder what your listeners, and I see you getting massive ratings, for which congratulations. I wonder what your listeners have to say about my dilemma. And I also wonder why, and I mustn't misquote this, but I do believe that in Missouri, there is something like 20, there is a tribe of Somali that were just transplanted there. Am I right?
I think it's further east. I think it's, I want to say Connecticut. Well, I don't want to say Connecticut. I could be wrong. But yes, they have been transported. 20,000 were transported.
Yeah.
And the first thing they had to do was learn the fine art of how to flush a toilet. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Of course. And you know, I just wonder how many other tribes. I know the Hmong people. There was, I think, 15,000, maybe 15,000. I mustn't get my stats wrong. But is it something to do with the fact that I come from a very unfashionable country?
Absolutely.
And that I'm white?
Well, yeah, because you're inherently a racist because you came from South Africa.
But, you know, Robbie, the amazing thing is I find it so frightening that most people, I heard this previous hour, and how cleverly this government, and here I'm trying to get my green card, but I mean, this is the only place that one can tell the truth and have real truth talk radio.
Well, for now.
For now, exactly.
Enjoy it while it lasts. It may not last forever, so have at it.
I'd better hurry up about this. But isn't it interesting how all these new laws that are passed are called, as the gentleman earlier said, the Patriot Act, the Clean Air Act, Leave No Child Behind Act. Who could possibly be against it?
Well, sure. I mean,
it's psychological. It is such brainwashing.
Well, sure. And I mean, it's look, in the 90s, because they didn't have terrorism to hang everything on.
Yeah.
In the 90s, everything that was passed was for the children. Because how could you be against the children? You know?
It's like this Nelson Mandela Children's Fund. Every single child in Africa should theoretically have a university degree.
Well, sure.
But, you know, Robbie, the thing that worries me about the impact on this the national ID card story and the guns. Can you imagine what that means?
Oh, sure.
So in the name of preventing alien terrorists from operating this country, the so-called intelligence reform bill will give all these bureaucrats unprecedented new powers. I mean, if you had a cigarette in 1984, they will have had a record of it.
Oh, sure, absolutely. But, you know, and as I mentioned before, the biggest stumbling block that the, and call them what you will, we call them the New World Order.
Mm-hmm. I call them the New World Order.
Yeah, well, the stumbling block that they have with America, because they were very successful in destroying Rhodesia and then subsequently South Africa, so they proved their point that they can do it.
Yes.
The problem that they have in America is 80 million gun owners. So now they've got to figure out a way how to disarm these 80 million gun owners. And I'm on the same page with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America that this national ID card is a backdoor to gun confiscation.
Of course it is, because you need a driver's it starts with a driver's license.
Absolutely.
So you need the driver's license to purchase a gun from a dealer. So this provides them with the expanded ability to impose even greater forms of gun control.
Well,
and that's all they want, is another way of controlling who's got the guns.
Yeah,
but what is going to happen when an anti-gun Democrat perish the thought, Hillary Clinton, when she wins, because I think she will, in 2008?
Well, and I mean, this is obviously the naivete of the Republicans, because Republicans seem to think that now that they control the three branches of government, they're going to be there in perpetuity,
mm-hmm.
which they are not.
No, of course
and
not.
And then as soon as the power swings back to the Democrats, and there's no difference between the two
there's
parties.
There's no difference at all. It's a complete farce.
But when they do, then the left is going to take its vengeance on the right, and it's going to use all the draconian laws and legislations they passed to shut them down.
Oh, of course. Isn't that interesting? Because a kind of parallel in a funny way is happening in Southern Africa right now, because do you remember how let's be really brutal tonight because it's Friday night. Remember how the ANC blacks really hated what they said were racist classifications?
Yes.
Now the ANC regime is planning to register all land titles by owners' race and nationality.
Of course.
So it's just totally the circle has turned.
They,
of course, are arguing that there's nothing sinister in the plan. It's merely a government issue. But when the dreaded whites ruled that part of the world, it was very sinister.
Well, sure. Oh, look, listen, everything, turnaround's fair play in the world of politics.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
One of the more draconian measures in the intelligence bill is that you can be charged with aiding and abetting a terrorist organization. Well, guess what? The ANC is still listed as a terrorist organization.
Exactly. It is a terrorist organization.
So all those people that send money to Nelson Mandela from the United States,
we're aiding
you better watch out.
Oh, you always cheer me up. Yes, of course, you're absolutely right. Because, and it's some people argue, I've heard constitutional lawyers argue, that the ANC piggybacked to power on the trade union, KASATU.
Oh, sure.
So what about these idiots in London who were waiting for Mandela last week, I think,
He gave a speech in Trafalgar Square.
Which once again
he asserted that the reason why Africa is destitute and poverty-stricken and the people are starving is because, once again, of white colonials who plundered and took advantage of the indigenous population.
Yes.
Now, needless to say, we get into heated debates when we bring that one up. But
he said that poverty is man-made.
Well, sure.
It's incredible. This world is like it's satire overtaking reality. But, Robbie, what about this? I was listening to your show the previous hour, and, you know, this can get into a whole biblical rant if you let me. But the whole story about the microchipping, the mark of the beast, I find it fascinating because I've always kind of thought, how could they sell a concept like that to the general public? And now I realize they'll make it trendoid. They'll make it absolutely, you've got to be the first one on the block to have this. And apparently an Irish friend of mine called me last week.
We've got a break coming up here, Jen.
Okay.
You've got to listen to the music. That's the key.
I listen to the music and be right back.
There you go. And we'll take a short break and we'll be back with my guest.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back, my friends. Special guest, Janie Allen. In case you don't know who Janie Allen is, former supermodel, voted, number one most popular personality in South Africa?
Yes, but that's ancient history, Robbie.
Was a columnist for a major newspaper and then was a talk show host, and then she had the temerity to speak out against, as she is doing right now, and subsequently got run out of the country. Is that it in a nutshell?
That's it in a nutshell. There's a movie in there, Robbie.
Yes, you should do one.
Well, we were ranting on about the microchip, microchipping a national ID. Apparently, a Glasgow nightclub has already been microchipping its members.
Oh, sure. Oh, look, it's happening. They did. They even actually, Steve Wynn. I don't know if you know who Steve Wynn is.
Yes.
Yeah, he's building a big new luxurious hotel in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And they have a problem in Las Vegas. Not a big problem, but it's a problem that people counterfeit the chips that they use in the casinos. Well, Steve Wynn is introducing for the first time the chips in his new hotel. I'm not sure. When I was in Vegas, it's called Wynn. That's
okay.
The name of the hotel, but anyway, he's putting RFID chips in the chips. So the point is that RFID chips are now being used by Walmart, RFID chips are being used by various retailers, especially in the clothing line. RFID chips are here and now. And yes, even in the new national ID card, we'll have an RFID chip. It is not too long.
It's like, I think Larry called it Mission Creek.
Oh, sure. It's the camel with his nose under the tent.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed that people don't understand that this database will grow and grow and grow until it's got far more information that any government should have.
Oh, sure. The ultimate aim they want is to digitize everything, including the money system.
And isn't it true to say that they're actually trying to keep a track on food?
Well, sure. It keeps a track on food. You can see where it goes.
Yeah.
I did a story yesterday in Oregon. They are already using in a chain of grocery stores. They are using pay by fingerprint.
Oh, my goody.
And people are screaming for it. They say it's efficient, it works easy, it prevents identification theft. And so you go and you do your shopping, and the teller rings you up, and you stick your finger in a hole, and it verifies it's your finger. Don't ask me how. And then it subtracts digits from your bank account to the grocery store's bank. Look, it's what is coming. A politician's ultimate is to turn commas into digits, because that way, especially as we were talking about before, one of the arguments about illegal aliens coming to America is obviously because of the fact they don't pay taxes.
Uh-huh.
Well, hello, they've already debated this in California, politicians in California, an argument for digital cash, because they said it would save the California taxpayers billions of dollars each year from illegals who don't pay taxes, because everything will be digits. So, you know, the contractor, because there will be no cash, won't be able to pay his day laborers with cash, because they're going to have to get digits from a bank account. And if they give digits from a bank account, then they can take out the taxes. So, yeah, look, we are going with the mark of the beast. There's the thing out there.
It is the mark of the beast, but then here's the interesting thing. If you say a labor contractor won't be able to pay his laborers, then what are they going? Is it going to be like, in the Union of South Africa, when the wine makers used to pay the people with
people
the dope?
With the wine, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And dope in America means dope. So.
Sorry.
Careful on
that. Oh, sorry. But the only way one can make sense of the world is if you see it in terms of the Book of Revelation.
Well, sure.
I'd love to know if any of your listeners have been speaking about or are aware of the fact that on, I think it was the 23rd of March last year, it was 23rd of March, this Kim Jong's, what's his name, Kim Jong-un was crowned King of Peace in the capital.
Oh, sure. And all the Republicans and Democrats were there. Yeah, Yang Sung-moon. He owns the Washington Times, a conservative.
He owns the Washington Times, and now I'm wondering, I've heard how much he's been contributing to the Republican Party.
Oh, sure, he's been doing it for a long time.
But I'm shocked.
But that's a little secret within Washington. Nobody.
But now the national papers don't really carry this.
No,
it doesn't seem to worry people that.
Because they've labeled him as a man. He's just a kooky guy with a lot of money, and he does good. He goes around and he marries thousands of people in one sitting, and they don't put much faith in what he does or what he says, which is obviously very dangerous. But that's neither here nor there.
Wow.
Well,
wow. This is Disneyland.
Call-in number for the show, 800-313-9443. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events,
read about our air personalities and the programs they host,
take part in discussion forums,
read the latest breaking news,
and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream.
Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Special guest, Janie Allen. Talking about all kinds of stuff. Revelations. Read Revelations and go read George Orwell's 1984. You'll have a good idea of what's to come. By the way, Thabo Mbeki gave his State of the Nation speech today. He says the economic model South Africa is following is the fine one that was shaped by the government-led communist model. Well, that's part of the course. Anyway, we've got a couple of calls here, Janie.
Okay, great. We've
got Rich from West Virginia. Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Nice to talk to you again. It's been a long, long time. Been homeless in the streets.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, man. Lost my home at 20 years because of all this.
Sorry.
You just know me out of the dark, but I remember I bought coins from you and I think it was Jeffrey Bennett, the Waco
gold coins. Sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We made sure that Waco's never forgotten.
Oh, great.
But I wanted to call today because of Janie, and she mentioned about the smoking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have drugs, we have everything all over the streets, we have all kinds of situations, and what are they focusing on? Things like smoking, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, they don't want us to congregate, you guys. They just do not want us to get together.
Yep.
And that's really why they're doing it.
But it's also it's so absolutely hypocritical, because when you think of the ingredients that they put into the food that we eat, whether it's aspartame, MSG, all sorts of excitotoxins, anybody, when I hear somebody say, but the government wouldn't sell it if it were bad for you.
Well,
they're not bothered about our health.
Janie, I've been in the streets. I walked from Lexington to Concord in the pouring rain in the middle of the night, and nobody would pick me up.
Yep.
But I got to read a few of the posters along the way, and the people had died putting this country together. And I'll tell you what. I mean, the situation has changed, okay? It's changed within the last 24 hours. And we're going to win this thing. We are going to win, period. That includes getting it all back. Our country may be destroyed.
Yeah.
But we're going to win here, and those like us are going to win all the way. And
let
that's a fact. We are going to do it. But the situation, you know, like with the smoking, you know, even here in West Virginia, you could sit down and have a cup of coffee, and they'll say, you've had two cups of coffee, it's time to leave. They don't want people getting together. When I was in the Marine Corps, you know, the Marine Corps was founded November the 10th of 1776 in Tun Tavern in Pennsylvania. I think it was Philly. You know, they don't want people talking. They don't want us to gather together. They don't want us. That's why they're doing this, because the smoking, I mean, it's just kind of
It takes the edge off.
It doesn't have anything to do with health.
No.
If you don't abuse them and smoke three packs a day, you're never going to have a problem. Some people get cancer without smoking anything. And
you're making such an interesting point, because...
Oh, it is. That's really what the bottom line is. They don't want to...
If you think about the rap music... And the kind of garage music.
Yes, ma'am.
And the drugs that people take with that kind of music. It is also a separating thing.
Yes, it is. You walk into a restaurant, and they have two sides now, of course. Mm-hmm. And the noisy side and the people that are talking are the smokers. They're just dividing and conquering, and that's really what they're doing. And I say again that we have turned the circle within the last 24 hours. And you mark my words, we are on the upswing, and this scum... are through. And I'll just leave it at that, because we have won. We really have won. But the nation is going to suffer.
Yep.
So be it. So let
Thanks,
it be written,
Rich.
As they say, so let it be done. Good night, Robbie, and
Thank
God
you,
bless
sir.
You.
Good
you
night.
Too.
Bless you.
All of you. Janie, bye-bye.
Bless you. Wow, interesting caller. Robbie, you have very intelligent callers.
Well, it's an intelligent network.
Do you know there's a very, very intelligent writer called James Hall?
Yes.
And he wrote a very damning piece about the investiture of heretical doctrine. And that is what he called George Bush's inauguration speech.
Well, sure.
And he said it was the inauguration was a coronation not of a sovereign ruler, but of a fallacious set of world views.
Well, sure. It was one world order personified. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's go back to the calls. We've got Ernest in... Ernest?
Hello, sir. I'm in Missouri.
Oh, okay. Couldn't figure that out.
Springfield.
I know exactly where you are.
Sure. Okay, in reference to your remarks about how long will you be able to stay on the air?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday on Fox and the Hen House News, okay? Alan Dershowitz, the intellectual prostitute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alan Dershowitz said, Ward Churchill was guilty of aiding and abetting terrorism with his remarks. Okay?
Yeah.
Then he made the comments, if it was one of their protected individuals, and of course he was talking about this umbrella of protection, to where the other day they drugged the homosexuals and said, don't touch them, don't say anything about them. He then picked up the whole federal government, tucked it up under his arm, and run up under that umbrella, just like we knew they would.
Well, sure. And look, free speech is under attack. I put it this way. They gave far too much credence to, what was the guy's name, Churchill?
Churchill
from Boulder University.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got a lot of serious problems in and of itself.
But Robbie, don't you think the very fact that all his they were taken and considered seriously, and you know what? He's like, to me, some of these tin pot dictators are. People should have laughed at him.
Well, absolutely.
Well, yes, but he is simply a vehicle.
He's a vehicle, he's been very specific.
The blacks were but a vehicle. The homosexuals are but a vehicle. Yes. That's just their way to attack the Christians.
Well,
Christians, exactly.
Of course, and to shut down free speech. Mm-hmm. See, this vermin can't stand the light of day, so they've got to use anybody as a vehicle to shut it down. You can't say that.
Well, wait till they pass the hate crimes legislation.
Yes, sir.
You know,
sure enough.
But at least we'll be able to get on the air and make fun about Christians.
Exactly. That's always a good fallback position.
Well, they're a legitimate target.
Yeah.
Sure. If you're
exactly.
If you're a white male, in particular a white Christian male,
Now
you better not touch a woman unless she's blonde.
Yeah.
If she's blonde, she's a legitimate target.
Yeah.
And you know the tragedy is when I think of, I guess it is that my people will perish from lack of knowledge. I think we are perishing because so few people, we don't talk, we don't sit together, we don't read the Bible. And, wow, I know I'm sounding like we're Grandma Moses, but it's people are controlled entirely by the television set. Here's another thing, Robbie. What do your listeners think of this? If I have to sit through one more night of seeing inappropriate ads, like Cialis ads,
you don't want to go there.
We have to?
Well, it's because of wussification of men.
Is that it?
Of course it is. They've been browbeaten down so much that they now need chemical stimuli in order to.
But can't they just unbuy them and put them in brown paper bags? And do we, you know, it's this whole thing about everything is like, you know, Heather has two mummies. And
Sure. It's
this whole thing in which things that used to be discreet or maybe even taboo subjects are now shoved in our face.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's so that there is nothing that has any shock value and nothing is any kind of, there's no kind of pejorative to anything.
No, I know. Anyway, let's get back to the calls. We've got William from Texas.
Yes, Robbie, thank you. I appreciate the information. It's been real interesting listening to y'all. I just wanted to find out if you could speak to the issue of the faith-based education that's being funded through the Bush administration and how that's affecting our freedoms and rights also as Americans.
Well, the faith-based initiative obviously has some serious flaws in it because, first of all, it opens up the door to anything that can be defined as faith-based.
Yeah.
I mean, are you now going to start discriminating against one person's faith? As a matter of fact, atheists could claim they have a faith.
It's a faith, and you know what, Robbie? I must interject here and traipse back to this moon chappy, Sun Myung Moon, because since he is such a huge contributor to, shall we say, Shrub's government. And since he is describing himself as a faith-based unification church, it's exactly what you're saying.
Oh, sure.
This means that faith-based education need not be faith in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It could be faith in Orange Dundee marmalade.
Look, the Interfaith Alliance is supporter of the gay agenda. So,
exactly.
So what's stopping them being part of the faith-based initiative and obviously pushing their agenda on the youth of America.
And here is the scary thing. Moon is claiming that dead world leaders have endorsed him from the, inverted commas, spirit world. He says, and this is a direct quote, many other leaders in the spirit world, including even communist leaders such as Marx and Lenin, who committed all manner of barbarity and murders on earth, and dictators such as Hitler and Stalin, have found strength in my teachings, mended their ways, and been reborn as new persons.
Yeah.
That's scary.
You still there, William?
Yes, I just want to thank you all before I get off the line here. Thanks for speaking to the truth in that issue. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, all these things, they sound nice. I mean,
to say you have faith is terrific, but faith in what?
Exactly. It's another one of these things that's couched in innuendo and it has obviously double meanings.
Robbie, may I just take some 30 seconds to say something?
It's yours, babe.
I want to say hooray for Prince Charles and Camilla.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
You had to do that.
I did.
That was the biggest diversion away from the real story this week. It's amazing. The whole week, everybody's talking about Charles. But yet, at the same time, the 9/11 Commission comes out and gives an addendum that says, oh, by the way,
yes,
51 times the FAA put out warnings against a possible terrorist attack. But nobody pays any attention to that because Charles is getting married. Oh, whoop-de-doo, Charles.
I know. This is really scary stuff because this 9/11 story is, I've been called a conspiracy nut theory, you're off on your conspiracy theory checks, but, even a cursory glance at this thing is very scary.
I know. Anyway, we've got David in California. Hey, David. Thanks for holding, brother.
Hello, Robbie.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'd like to say first off that I find Cheney utterly charming.
Uh-oh. Wait till you see her photo.
Yes, well, I can give you the address off the air and you can send me one. Well, I sort of agree with that fellow who called in earlier who said that we'd turn the corner. I don't know if I'd call it, like a specific time, but you consider that the society has been controlled by this elite for decades, if not centuries, and it's only recently that the extent of their control is becoming apparent to us.
Yeah.
Well, more people are, put it this way, people that paid just a slight bit of attention in the 90s are starting to see stuff, and now they're starting to connect the dots. Because in the 90s, what we were talking about, people say, it'll never happen here.
Yeah.
But now it's happening here, and so all of a sudden the little light bulbs are going off and say, hey, wait a minute, I remember hearing about this 10 years ago. And so, we're winning small battles, and I'm happy with winning small battles because I know to win the war is going to be an epic event.
Yeah,
well, it will only happen, if I may say so, I think, with if the Lord moves in a very massive way, because we can't you've got to chip away. What did the assistant call them? Fox and hen in the house?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks, David.
Well, if you look back over history, you can see all sorts of things that are unsavory, like Secretary Forrestal's suicide in 1948. He'd been he resigned his office in 1948 over I think it was the recognition of Israel, and 2 weeks after that, they put him in Walter Reed Hospital. And then he conveniently commits suicide.
That's right. He jumped out of the window, I think.
Right. Well, that was the story anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly so. I read that.
Oh, that's like then, Stephen Biko slipping on soap.
Yeah. And also this microbiologist, Kay, who was found dead.
Aren't there like 55 of them now that are dead? That,
yes.
It's a very unsafe occupation.
Yes, exactly. But
he was from South Africa, wasn't he? Or one of them that died
from all over in
San Diego. They found something in his backyard. And allegedly committed suicide.
But here's an interesting thing, Robbie. Apparently, according to the Breaking All the Rules group, Art Bell doesn't want to run with this 9/11 story, which I find very interesting because he will cover anything from the kind of window boxes on Mars, but the real truth is apparently the Breaking All the Rules are making a big noise about it because they're saying Art Bell is turning out to be Taco Bell, and he doesn't have the, you know, all mouth and no trousers.
Oh, how about that Michael Rupert fellow? You know, he was making his name with things like 9/11 and peak oil, and he gave some speech up at the University of Washington saying that 9/11's dead issue. Forget about it. It's spent. You know, watch it.
People are so easy to manipulate.
Well, it's the art of succumbing to marketing principles. They do. I mean, they buy everything the same way they buy their cars and their soap.
Well, you know, Robbie, I have to confess, I buy things that just have to have two things written on the package, either new or anti-aging.
Final segment coming up. We got Annie in Michigan left. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call, my friend. When we return, we'll put a bow on this Friday, and I'm out of here, man. I'm off to some serious adult therapy.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For the hour has been Janie Allen, and we'll bring her back again. Maybe
thank
this.
You.
There you go. We'll bring you back same time next week.
Thank you, Robbie.
Pleasure, my dear.
Thank you so much.
You're
the best.
Yeah, and you're very cute. We got Annie from Michigan. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Robbie. I wanted to talk to Janie, actually.
Hi.
Well, are you not in this country, Janie?
I am in this country.
Oh, they let you in finally.
I came in. I started immediately to go through the green card procedure.
Oh.
But I am technically now, and I have to say this, I'm technically a stateless person.
Okay.
And I might have to go live in an airport. You know, I think there's a movie about something.
Well, you see, it's because you're educated and because you could probably get a good job and support yourself, just like all those Englishmen who were dying to come here to work for GM, and they never could get a green card. And they'd kick them out every so often, so they'd have to start all over again.
But, see, this is exactly my situation.
Remember what the Statue of Liberty says. It says,
I know,
give me your poor people, your
bring
stupid
your
people, your people who have never had a job, your $1 million a year aid
exactly.
cases. We want them.
You see, that's what I'm thank goodness you phoned, Annie, because I've become very cynical about the Statue of Liberty.
No. Well, I figured if you can't get like a regular job, maybe you'd like to be a fashion designer with me.
Oh, I would love that.
Well, I figured
but, I mean,
that
I mean,
we could
I'm
really
set old.
A trend because Charles finally gets to be a tampon.
Do you know what? I just love Charles because I think it's so cool that he didn't trade Camilla in for a younger model.
Well, you know how he wanted to be a tampon in her trousers? I figure for his morning suit, we should take a great big cardboard tube and cut out armholes, put him in white tights, white shoes and socks, and a white shirt on his hands and arms. Then we cut out two little eyes just so he can see, and we pile fiber fill on top of this tube on his head, and then we put little plastic acrylic instruction book holders for the instructions for how to use a tampon.
Oh.
And that way, he can be a tampon, and we can wrap a big pink bow around Camilla's butt.
And
they can walk down the aisle together.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see. Instead of that horrible Emmanuel design thing that Princess Di wore.
Yeah, I figured it wasn't
even iron.
She's so classy. We can let her get away with a gunny sack as long as there's a big pink bow tied around her butt.
But, Annie, isn't this the love story of the century?
I don't know. You know, I feel sorry for Diana.
She was a nightmare. She was an absolute nightmare, always talking very Wimbledon.
Yeah,
she should have shut her mouth and enjoyed all the money.
I think it was after he broke her heart. You know, she was 19 years old, she trusted him, and then he was out running around with Camilla, and no one felt sorry for her. They said that her place was by his side.
Yeah.
And I don't think she could handle that. I think she was really heartbroken by him and just got angrier and angrier at that whole family. They treated her like she was a non-human, like she was just supposed to shut up and stand there.
Much the way, I say, the INS is treating me.
Well, see, now you've got to have a little bit of sympathy for Diana. It's a great love story, but I still want to see him dress as a tampon for that
one. Stop. This is the future, Kim.
Thanks, Annie.
Okay, bless you.
Thanks, Janie.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
See you next Friday.
Bless you. Bye, Dee.
Okay.
Thank you to all your wonderful listeners. Bye.
Yes, I'd like to thank them as well. Till next week, my friends. See you. Bye.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.